All right, there's another quite important story that's breaking at this hour. It has to do with Helen Ziller's tweets. Now, let me take you back to 2017, all right, when she got onto Twitter, as she tends to do, and tweeted, "For those claiming the legacy of colonialism was only negative, think of our independent judiciary, transport infrastructure, etc." And that tweet and the series of tweets that that abounded at that time caused quite a lot of offense, because they essentially implied that that colonialism had certain parts of it that were quite acceptable. Now, the public protector had actually made a ruling on that. She came up with a judgment on that, and essentially she concluded that this was not becoming conduct of a premier. Helen Ziller then decided that she, as Western Cape Premier, was going to take this report on review. And today, a judgment was handed down in that regard. And the judge found that the public protector's remedial action was actually perfectly within reason. And it is one of the few cases, let's be honest, that the public protector has won on review. So it's quite an important development. Let's bring into the conversation the public protector's spokesperson, Opa Sekgalwe. This was quite a divisive tweet at the time, Opa. You must be quite relieved that the court has found that Advocate Busisiwe Mgwebane found correctly in this case.
Good afternoon, Joanne. Of course, the public protector is pleased with the outcome of this particular matter, because if you recall, a former premier had argued that in arriving at those particular conclusions, the public protector had been irrational, and that the report was riddled with material errors of law. So it was a relief to read the judgment this afternoon and note that the court disagreed with Ms. Ziller on that matter. For instance, she had argued that there was a material error of law on the finding that her tweets were likely to cause racial tensions, divisions, and violence, and so forth. And she suggested that there was no evidence to support that kind of statement, but the court found that, in fact, there was evidence, and it pointed in this regard to several angry and threatening tweets that were sent by members of the public in response to the former premier's own tweets, thereby prompting her to apologize. The court further found that there was overwhelming evidence that, on the whole, the tweets evoked feelings of anger and frustration, and that the former premier herself had acknowledged that when she apologized for, quote, the harm that may have been caused as a result of her tweets. And so the whole application fell flat.
But I see she still has to cover the costs of the application up to the point where she left her office as premier.
Yes, that is correct. She will, or her office in this regard, their former office, will have to cover the cost up to the point where she ceased to become the premier, and then the balance will be shared by the parties.
Right. I think some people would look at this case and say, well, this is academic now. Helen Ziller is no longer the premier of the Western Cape. But it still makes an important point about the duty of public officials, particularly when they tweet on what could potentially be hurtful or sensitive issues.
That is correct. In fact, the court did make that point, that the matter has become academic. It has been overtaken by events because the premier is no longer in office, or the former premier is no longer in office. But for us, it is important. You will note that even with our own investigations, we never stop an investigation purely because there have been a cabinet reshuffle and someone who was the subject of our investigation is no longer in cabinet. The case in point is that of Mr. Mbalula, who is now a minister again. But at the time when we put out the report about his trip to Dubai, he was no longer the minister. But it is important in a sense that these reports must be used to educate other people who come into these positions so that they know the do's and don'ts, because the law is quite clear. It says you cannot conduct yourself in a manner that is inconsistent with the office you occupy as a member of the executive. And that is the finding that the public protector made in this regard in relation to the former premier.
And just to be clear on this, was the exact language that Advocate Mgwebane had used in her report again echoed by the courts? In other words, was it tantamount to improper conduct in terms of the Constitution, and did she violate the Executive Ethics Code according to the court's finding?
Well, the court steered clear of making those pronouncements on the grounds that the matter has become academic. Because the Premier is no longer in office, so it would have been of no effect to go in that direction.
All right, let's leave it there. Opa Segalwe, thank you for speaking to us. He's the public protector's spokesperson.